the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. We start with an exclusive. Resonate Recordings has launched its own hosting platform, Resonate Hosting. The editing, mixing and mastering platform's hosting service means simpler workflows, the company says, with analytics, a podcast microsite and embedded players. Podcasting is proving to be recession-proof, according to the CEO of Quill, Fatima Zaidi, who's writing for Pod News Today, looking at how podcasts have fared during the pandemic and why she believes that podcasting is resilient and offers great opportunities to come. 25% of Latinos in the US are monthly podcast listeners, according to the Latino Podcast Listener Report from Edison Research. Latinos also spend more time listening to audio. Latino USA and PRX have announced a new partnership. The Latino USA podcast will join PRX from October the 1st. NPR has announced their slate for the second half of 2020, including three new shows and a change for Invisibilia. Player FM's iOS app has had an update. The popular podcast app now includes Apple Watch support, a relax and sleep collection of shows, and full support for iPad. Castbox is now correctly sending a user agent with its RSS feed scraper after we reported a bug. The user agent is in our show notes and our newsletter today. Reporting user agents that pass RSS feeds is of great help to gain more accurate analytics. Modus has launched an updated version of their podcast tools directory, including articles and resources. The Pivot podcast is hosting a series of virtual events called Schooled in August. The shows will include live interviews and the opportunity for you to ask questions in real time. Nominees for the third annual Audio Theatre Central Seneca Awards have been announced. The winners will be announced on July the 24th. And Audio Description has come to Australian Public Service Television, allowing people with visual impairment to enjoy TV programmes and movies, like this bit from Frozen.
The reindeer jams the carrot back in place and pants like a proud puppy. The snowman pats him with a stick thin arm, then goes to sneeze. He grabs his nose with both hands. His head shoots off. Frozen, coming this winter.
And our thought on those? Wouldn't those audio-described shows be great as podcasts? In podcast news, Pablo Torre will be the new host of the ESPN Daily podcast from August. Launched today, Missing or Murdered looks at Katie O'Shea, who vanished in a small country town in Queensland in Australia in 2005. Her daughter Lily wants to know the answer to that one question. And The Vasey View has former British Minister Ed Vasey looking at tech disruption. His first guest is analyst Benedict Evans. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.